Yes, we have received a lot of refugees from Bangui and the Central African Republic. So we are cooperating with the UNHCR to respect the provision of international law that we must put these refugees as far as possible from the border of the country they are fleeing from. So this is what is being done now in Zongo, that is separated with the Bangui only by a river. So we have to try to accommodate them anywhere else far from the border.
How about the family of the former president who has left Bangui? What happens to the family?
Some members of the family of President Bozize have crossed the river and they are among these refugees in Zongo. And they are among those people for which we are looking for a new settlement. That is why we are working with UNHCR.
Some people have expressed concern about how prepared your country is to help these guys, especially with some of the challenges your country faces. How are you cooperating to help these people financially and logistically with the UNHCR?
We are a country. Despite the fact that we have problems, everybody has problems. And this is not the first time we are receiving brothers and sisters from African countries around. We have Rwandese. We have from people from Burundi, we have people from Congo Brazzaville, we have people from Angola, and we are dealing with them with our little means. We are sharing because they are meeting problems as somebody, sometime we meet also. They receive us, so this is the international law about relationship between peoples.
What is your government position concerning the conflict in the Central African Republic at the moment?
You know, for us, we need really peace around our country. We need peace in Africa. And we don't like to mix ourselves in internal or domestic conflicts. But we are working with CAAC states to have our brothers and sisters of Central African Republic resolve their problem in a peaceful way. That is what I can say.